Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
So, Elsie, when you were young, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I didn't really know what I wanted to be when I was young, though. I remembered that I decided to be a teacher after I graduated from college.
Okay.
That was really late, right? What about you, Erin?
Well, I always wanted to be an astronaut.
That's cool.
I loved learning about space and watching TV shows about space.
So, what happened to that dream?
Well, when I got older, that started to fade away. It started to go away, especially when I learned how much math was involved with space.
So you mean math was one of the reasons why you didn't become an astronaut? So, well, I think that's actually a really common thing that happens.
You know, you're right. And we're actually going to talk about that idea in today's article. So let's get started.
Reading.
Life at VetU. If you're an animal lover, you've probably wondered what it would be like to work as a veterinarian. After all, what could be better than caring for adorable cats and dogs? As it turns out, this job isn't so easy. Animal Planet's show, Life at VetU, gives its audience a behind-the-scenes look at what goes on at one of the top veterinarian universities in the U.S. Melanie is a 35-year-old senior student at VetU. Today, she's taking care of Quilty, an energetic yellow Labrador retriever. Quilty is only 9 months old, but she's already a working dog. However, Melanie wants to give her a full checkup to see if she is developing a hip problem. Quilty has other ideas, though. She drags Melanie around the office by her leash, like she's the boss. Melanie gives Quilty some medicine to make her sleep. That way, she can give her x-rays without Quilty getting upset. When the results come back, it's good news. Quilty is in great shape, and she can continue to work.
So today's article begins by saying, if you're an animal lover, you've probably wondered what it would be like to work as a veterinarian. So a veterinarian is a long word, but it's got a really easy definition. It's a doctor for animals, right, Elsie?
Yes, a veterinarian is a vet, actually. Shou yi的意思.
That's right. So it's got a much shorter word that people say because veterinarian can be a long, difficult word to say. So we usually say vet.
V-E-T, vet.
So a doctor for animals, that sounds like a great job. Now the article agrees. It says, after all, what could be better than caring for adorable cats and dogs? Now, who doesn't love adorable cats and dogs? I know I do, but do you? Maybe you should find out what adorable means first before you answer.
Adorable 可以是 cute, 可爱的, 或是令人喜爱的意思. I love adorable cats and dogs too.
However, being a vet isn't just about playing with adorable animals all day. The article says, as it turns out, this job isn't so easy. Now, the phrase turn out means something develops in a particular way or has a particular result. For example, I'm happy with the way the chocolate cake turned out. It looks beautiful and it tastes great.
Turn out, 结果为何? 我们常用呢, it turns out that 来表示一件事情的结果. For example, it turned out that I did really well on a test. 结果啊, 我发现我考试考得还不错。So, back to the article, what is this job like?
Well, You can learn all about this difficult job on Animal Planet. The article says, Animal Planet's show, Life at Vet U, gives its audience a behind-the-scenes look at what goes on at one of the top veterinarian universities in the U.S. Now, there's quite a few things to talk about here. Let's start with the noun audience, which is spelled A-U-D-I-E-N-C-E. Audience. Now, an audience is a group of people that have come together to watch or see something, such as a play, a movie, or a speech. As an example, we could say, the audience clapped loudly as the musicians walked onto the stage.
Audience, 观众，它是一个集合名词哦，同学们要特别注意，不论人数多少，只要是只看同一场表演的观众，他们就是 an audience, 一群观众。
Next, I'm going to have Elsie help me explain the words behind the scene, as this can be quite tough to do in English.
Sure. Scene 是布幕的意思。Behind the scene 在布幕之后，它是一个复合形容词哦，代表幕后的。所以呢 ,Life at Vet U 让观众一窥啊平常看不到的兽医学生的生活。The show brings us to a university.
Now, that's right. Let's look at the noun university, spelled U-N-I-V-E-R-S-I-T-Y, university. Now, a university is a school where you can receive a degree and do research. Now, you usually go to university after you finish high school.For example, Keith is applying for university because this is his last year in high school.
University 就是我们说的大学。那可能有同学会提出疑问，它跟 college 的差别是什么呢？在美国 ，university 的规模比较大，也有提供一些进一步的，例如硕博士等研究所的课程。那 college 规模就会比较小一点哦，而且多半为私立，大多呢只提供学士的课程。
Now let's find out what life is like at a vet university. The article says, Melanie is a 35-year-old senior student at Vet U. Now here we have the adjective senior, which is spelled S-E-N-I-O-R, senior. Senior describes someone who has a high level or position in an organization.Sometimes, though, it can mean a student who's in their last year of school. For example, when I was a senior in high school, I acted in the school play.
Senior 在文章当中呢是一个形容词，代表年长的、资深的。那这个字呢也可以当名词来使用哦，是年长者、前辈或者是在学校就读最后一年的学生。我们可以称它为 a senior 或者是 a senior student.
All right, so what's Melanie up to on the TV show today? The article says, Today, she's taking care of Quilty, an energetic yellow Labrador retriever. Now, the adjective energetic is spelled E-N-E-R-G-E-T-I-C, energetic, and it describes someone that has a lot of energy or is very active.For example, Kelvin is a very energetic 5-year-old. He's always running around in the yard.
Energetic, 充满活力的，也就是 full of energy 的意思。Energy 就是名词，活力、能量。So Melanie 照顾的是一只活力充沛的 Labrador Retrievers, 拉布拉多猎犬。
All right, now Labrador Retrievers are quite big and strong dogs, even when they're young. Now the article says, Quilty is only 9 months old, but she's already a working dog.
I imagine a big yellow dog running around everywhere. That can be easy to work with.
I think that's probably right. The article says, however,Melanie wants to give her a full checkup to see if she is developing a hip problem.
So checkup, 健康检查 to give somebody a checkup, 为某人做身体检查 to have or get a checkup, 也就是去做身体检查的意思 So we can say Quilty is going to have or get a checkup.
That's right. Now, that doesn't sound like too much fun if you're a dog, which is why the article says...Quilty has other ideas, though.
I bet she just wants to play.
Well, let's find out. The article says, she drags Melanie around the office by her leash like she's the boss. Now, the verb drag is spelled D-R-A-G, drag, and it means to pull someone strongly when they do not want to go with you. For example, when the dog saw the rabbit...Its owner had to drag him away from it.
Drag 是拖拉的动作。这里不是人拉狗哦，文章当中是狗拖着人跑。活力充沛的 Quilty 拖着 Melanie 到处跑。
So, this big yellow dog is dragging Melanie around by the leash. But what's the leash?
Leash 就是狗链啦。学到这个单词啊，我们一定要知道 to keep somebody on a short or tight leash 是什么意思呢？将某人绑在狗链上，其实啊，就是严格控制某人的意思。
All right, well, that's not going to help Melanie get any work done, even if it is cute. So, the article says...Melanie gives Quilty some medicine to make her sleep.
I bet that will make her job much easier.
It does. In fact, the article says, that way, she can give her x-rays without Quilty getting upset. Now, x-ray is a noun, and it's spelled X-R-A-Y, x-ray.An x-ray is a machine that uses radiation to look inside a person's body. For example, when Kiara broke her leg, she had to have an x-ray done.
X-ray 就是我们说的 X 光 to have or get an x-ray 照 X 光片。
Now, often animals can be afraid of big machines like an x-ray machine,、
mm-hmm.
so it's good that Quilty is asleep.Because upset dogs might bite. Now, luckily, the article says, when the results come back, it's good news.
Oh, good news.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to hear.
It is, and here's the best part. The article says, Quilty is in great shape, and she can continue to work. Now, we see the phrase in shape or in adjective shape, like in great shape. And it means to be in good or bad health or condition, depending on which adjective you use. For example, my toe's in bad shape. I kicked a door yesterday and now it's purple.
So, be in good or great shape 就是健康状况良好的意思。那相反来说，状况不好，我们说啊 ,to be in bad or poor shape.
Well, that was certainly an interesting first day in the veterinarian university, but for now, we have to go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat question today is about animals and veterinarians. So, Elsie, would you like to work as a veterinarian? And why or why not?
All right, I don't really want to work as a vet because I don't have that much patience and I'm not that careful, I think.
Well, you are very honest.
Yeah. I'm very honest,、mm-hmm. and I'm afraid I might hurt those adorable animals.、
Mm-hmm.
Even if they're big animals, I still think they are very fragile. What about you, Erin?
Well, you have a good point. Animals, just like humans, no matter what their size, they are very fragile.
Right.
And,
would you like to work as a vet?
I'd have to say probably not.
Why not?
I do love animals, but I was reading an article the other day that was was about a veterinarian, and he became a veterinarian because he loved animals.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't really working with animals because he was working with the insides of animals instead of with the animals themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a different experience than he expected. And I think it would be like that for me, too. Plus, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be a doctor for humans either because I'm just not comfortable with that sort of thing.
Right. And as the article mentioned, vets are not just going to play with all those animals.
Right.
They have to really take care of them or
mm-hmm.
even operate on them.
Yeah,
them, right?
It's a lot of surgery and cutting open animals.
Cool.
And it's, you have to see the animals in a kind of situation where they have broken legs
mm-hmm.
or they're very, very sick.
And actually, you're going to work in the hospital.
Right.
An animal hospital.
Right. And so I think if I had a job with animals, I would want to work in an animal shelter where
mm-hmm.
I can play with the animals, walk the animals, give them food, help them be better animals,
I guess. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about you guys? Would you like to work as veterinarians? Why or why not? Chat about it with your friends, your classmates, even ask your teacher, would they ever be a veterinarian? But for now, that's all the time we have for our English for You article, Life at VetU. So this is Erin saying goodbye.
This is Elsie. Bye. Bye-bye.
Life at VetU. If you're an animal lover, you've probably wondered what it would be like to work as a veterinarian. After all, what could be better than caring for adorable cats and dogs? As it turns out, this job isn't so easy. Animal Planet's show, Life at VetU, gives its audience a behind-the-scenes look at what goes on at one of the top veterinarian universities in the U.S. Melanie is a 35-year-old senior student at VetU. Today, she's taking care of Quilty, an energetic yellow Labrador retriever. Quilty is only 9 months old, but she's already a working dog. However, Melanie wants to give her a full checkup to see if she is developing a hip problem. Quilty has other ideas, though. She drags Melanie around the office by her leash, like she's the boss. Melanie gives Quilty some medicine to make her sleep. That way, she can give her x-rays without Quilty getting upset. When the results come back, it's good news. Quilty is in great shape, and she can continue to work.
Vocabulary Review.
Audience. Everyone in the audience stood up and clapped when the speaker walked onto the stage. University. Marie's parents would like her to study a foreign language in university. Senior. Kelvin is one of the senior employees at this company. He's been here for 20 years. Energetic. The energetic children didn't want to sit down and read books. Drag. The excited little boy dragged his mom into the candy store. X-ray. The doctor gave me an X-ray to see if any of my bones were broken.